One result of all the coal China is burning is smog. Last week, the smog in Shanghai reached hazardous levels. It has cleared up a bit, and NPR's Shanghai correspondent Frank Langfitt ventured out to send us this audio postcard.
Cumulatively, I've lived in Shanghai about 8 years, and last week was the worst pollution by far I'd ever seen. Statistically, the air quality index was over. I'm not making that up. I'm genuinely sick from the pollution. The air quality index was over 600, and this is an index that's actually only goes up to 500. It was really, really hazardous. And so we decided to keep the kids home from school. We stayed inside our apartment, and we just blasted these four air purifiers that we had. And when I did have to go out, I wore a surgical mask, and I breathed really shallowly because the pollution, the tiny particulates that are out here, they get deep inside your lungs. You can't get rid of them, and they increase the risk of cancer. In the mornings when I wake up sometimes during these periods, I don't actually want to open the curtains because I'm afraid of what I'm going to see. And on Saturday morning, I woke up and I looked out and I actually couldn't see anything at all. It was a whiteout. I live on the 29th floor. Not only couldn't I see the ground, I could only see a balcony next door. And there's a 50-story building right nearby. I couldn't see that at all. And I was so depressed that I just kind of wanted to get on a plane and get out of here. But of course, all the planes were grounded because pilots can't possibly see. The truth is, Shanghai has become a really spectacular city in many ways. We live in an area where there's some of the tallest buildings in the world, and the skyline looks terrific. And in the last few days, the sun has come back out, and the city looks great again. But after an experience like this, you're sort of now filled with kind of a dread. When are you going to get hit with this kind of smog again and be in a position where it's hard for you to actually work, your kids can't go to school, and you really can't go outside?
NPR's Frank Langfitt on the streets of Shanghai in China. And Meghna, I'm looking at the photo that Frank sent us. It's up at hereandnow.org of his office looking out the window. I guess it's looking out the window because all I can see is just white.
It's pretty dismal.
Yeah, wow, unbelievable. You can check it out yourself at hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.